It's Central Time. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll continue our candidate forums with Jason Liebeck, Libertarian candidate for Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District.
First, youth prisons in Wisconsin, such as Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake, have been at the center of a firestorm as stories have been made public about poor facilities, allegations of abuse and neglect, and chronic understaffing.
The state is currently planning to increase funding for the youth prison system to address some of these issues, but a Milwaukee-based advocacy group says that it's time to close these facilities and find alternative ways to rehabilitate children in the justice system.
Joining us to talk about this is Charlene Moore. She's the director of the Urban Underground and a coalition member of Youth Justice Milwaukee. Charlene, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
So what does your group, your coalition, why does it want to close youth prisons in Wisconsin?
So, number one, youth prisons, as far as the data shows, it shows that it doesn't work. These large institutionalized systems that have been set up to, quote-unquote, rehabilitate our young people, the recidivism rate of young people going back into the system is at an astounding rate. And so we knew that we had to reach out to partners throughout the city, throughout the nation, to talk about and to look at, okay, what's working, what's not working. And we know that what's going on and, you know, all the stories that came out about Lincoln Hills, we know that systems like that do not work. So we need to invest in better alternatives.
And what are these alternatives that Youth Justice Milwaukee is putting forward?
Sure, sure. So I would love to just briefly talk about 4 recommendations that Youth Justice Milwaukee is putting out. Our first recommendation is to increase public safety by creating a continuum of community-based non-residential services that will reduce risk and reduce racial and ethnic disparities within the juvenile system. And by continuum, we mean invest in community-based organizations and treatment programs focused on rehabilitating youth in their communities instead of incarcerating them. Additionally, the continuum would include funding for prevention-based interventions to reduce risk factors and strengthen protective factors. The second recommendation is to end placement of adjudicated youth at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake. We want, you know, judges, we want, you know, folks to stop sending our young people up to a system that isn't working for them. We feel it best to identify and contract with small residential programs in Milwaukee with experience working with high-risk youth. Milwaukee youth housed at Lincoln Hills should be brought back home and safely treated in programs designed to work with youth and with high-risk needs. Our third recommendation is to increase meaningful engagement with families of youth in the system. We recognize that families have special knowledge that can enhance the design of interventions and treatment. Parents are typically have more contact with their children than any system professional, and they can share cultural knowledge that is critical to contextualizing interventions to make it more effective. And our last recommendation at this point is includes community stakeholders in a data-driven approach, collaborative planning process to make juvenile justice services more transparent, accountable, and effective. And what that means is that we partner with members of impacted communities to create a continuum of services and supports that is responsive to the needs of young people, their families, and their communities. And our full report is also located on our organization's website, www.urbanunderground.org, spelled just like it sounds, under the publication tab. You can pull the same report, and I'm reviewing the same information from there.
Yeah, and Charlene, going back to, I believe it was your third point, about really reaching out to families of youth who are incarcerated, getting ideas from them who have firsthand knowledge of what it's like to have a child behind bars. have you talked to these families in putting together your report? What are they telling you about how they want to reform the system?
Yeah, so the beautiful thing about our coalition is that it includes family members. We actually have a mother that has her child currently up at Lincoln Hills. And these recommendations were created by, once again, those mostly impacted by the system. We've had focus group with young people. We've had focus group with parents. And so we're taking these recommendations specifically from what the need of our community, what they're saying. This is what they're saying. And so we have included those specifically being impacted by the system to put forth these recommendations.
And you have said that you don't want to see these youth shipped out to these residential facilities out of Milwaukee County. You want to bring the youth back in closer to rehabilitate, closer to home. Can you give us a sense of how many children and teens from Milwaukee end up in these facilities compared to the rest of the state?
Sure. So Milwaukee has the most number of young people currently at Lincoln Hills. So currently right now, just to give you an estimate, we have about 100 young people currently, probably give or take, but it's probably about 100 young people that are housed from Milwaukee out at Lincoln Hills. Now, other counties have, probably their numbers are single digit or double, very low double digit numbers, but we are by far the greatest county, or the county that sends the greatest number of young people to Lincoln Hills.
We're talking with Charlene Moore. She's the director of the Urban Underground and coalition member of Youth Justice Milwaukee. Charlene, one of the ideas coming from the state is to pour more money into the juvenile justice system. Would that help rehabilitate the prisons themselves?
We wish that was the case, but unfortunately, pouring more money into a system that is failing is not the correct solution. Again, we're a very data-driven coalition, so we're looking at data of recidivism rates, not just in Wisconsin, but across the country. And there was also a new report put out by the Harvard Kennedy School of Criminal Justice Policy and Management, that their report, it's entitled New Thinking in Community Corrections. Other folks have put out reports to say, you know what, these large institutions that are punitive, they're not restorative, they're not rehabilitative, they're large environments. We have young people that have committed low offense crimes, with young people that have committed more serious offenses intermingled together. Once you start mixing these young people, you can just imagine, what they're being taught, and then they come back out and then go right back in. So we know, once again, based on data, that this system that currently has existed for so long is no longer working. And we need to look at some new approaches that have been working.
As you look out across the country at these new approaches, are there programs you would like to see as a model for what could happen perhaps in Milwaukee County?
Yeah, there's a few. Again, I think that Milwaukee has to create, look at what others are doing and kind of piece it together to look at what's going to work for Milwaukee or for Wisconsin as a whole. And so we have looked at, there's a model called ARC, A-R-C, that has smaller, they have smaller house, they're homes, they're really homes. Some are secured, some are unsecured, depending on the young person that needs to be at that particular home. There's one that is restorative, as well as meets the health needs of some of our young people that are dealing with some really critical, mental health issues, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that particular model we really like because it was small. There's upwards of about no more than 15 young people that are placed in these environments where they're getting the necessary one-on-one care that they need. And once again, it's a restorative justice model, because who have never made – I want to find one adult that never made a mistake as an adolescent. You know, I would love to find that person, right, that never made a mistake. Young people make mistakes. Their brains aren't fully developed until they're about, you know, age 24, 25, right? And so it's important that we're looking at how do we protect our young people? How do we provide them the necessary? If you make a mistake, okay, we're going to nurture you. We're going to provide you with the right tools and equip you so that you can be productive. At the end of the day, we want them to be productive young adults.
Well, thank you so much for taking time with us, Charlene.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Charlene Moore is the director of the Urban Underground and a coalition member of Youth Justice Milwaukee. She joined us to talk about Youth Justice Milwaukee's call to close youth prisons, such as Lincoln Hills, in order to find a more equitable justice system for Wisconsin's youth.